Children of Time, written by Adrian Tchaikovsky and read by Mel Hudson.
Part 1. Genesis. Chapter 1.1. Just a Barrel of Monkeys. There were no windows in the Bryn 2 facility. Rotation meant that outside was always down, underfoot, out of mind. The wall screens told a pleasant fiction, a composite view of the world below that ignored their constant spin, showing the planet as hanging stationary still off in space, the green marble to match the blue marble of home, 20 light-years away. Earth had been green in her day, though her colours had faded since. Perhaps never as green as this beautifully crafted world, though, where even the oceans glittered emerald with the phytoplankton maintaining the oxygen balance within its atmosphere. How delicate and many-sided was the task of building a living monument that would remain stable for geological ages to come. It had no officially confirmed name beyond its astronomical designation, although there was a strong vote for Simiana amongst some of the less imaginative crew members. Dr. Avrana Kern now looked out upon it and thought only of Kern's world. Her project, her dream, her planet, the first of many, she decided. This is the future. This is where mankind takes its next great step. This is where we become gods. This is the future, she said aloud. Her voice would sound in every crew member's auditory centre, all 19 of them, though 15 were right here in the control hub with her. Not the true hub, of course. The gravity-denuded axle about which they revolved, that was for power and processing, and their payload. This is where mankind takes its next great step. Her speech had taken more of her time than any technical details over the last 2 days. She almost went on with the line about them becoming gods. But that was for her only. Far too controversial, given the non-ultra natura clowns back home. Enough of a stink had been raised over projects like hers already. Oh, the differences between the current Earth factions went far deeper. Social, economic, or simply us and them. But Kern had got the Bryn launched all those years ago against mounting opposition. By now, the whole idea had become a kind of scapegoat for the divisions of the human race. Bickering primates, the lot of them. Progress is what matters. Fulfilling the potential of humanity. And of all other life. She had always been one of the fiercest opponents of the growing conservative backlash most keenly exemplified by the non-ultra-natura terrorists. If they had their way, we'd all end up back in the caves, back in the trees. The whole point of civilization is that we exceed the limits of nature, you tedious little primitives. We stand on others' shoulders, of course. The proper line, that of accepted scientific humility, was on the shoulders of giants. But she had not got where she was by bowing the knee to past generations. Midgets. Lots and lots of midgets, she thought, and then she could barely keep back the appalling giggle. On the shoulders of monkeys. At a thought from her, one wall screen and their mind's eye HUDs displayed the schematics of Bryn 2 for them all. She wanted to direct their attention and lead them along with her towards the proper appreciation of their triumph. There, the needle of the central core, encircled by the ring of life and science, that was their torus-shaped world. At one end of the core was the unlovely bulge of the Sentry Pod, soon to be cast adrift to become the universe's loneliest and longest research post. The opposite end of the needle sported the barrel and the flask. Contents? Monkeys and the future, respectively.